Darren Farrell, good morning again.
Good morning to you, Gavin. Ireland beat Scotland 27-24 in the Six Nations. It's back-to-back wins for this Irish side in this year's tournament. A nervy one. We were looked to be cruising at one stage. We ran in a couple of tries from Robbie Henshaw and Tadhg Byrne, actually 24-10 up, and appeared to be on the road to victory. But then Scotland hit back and tied it up before Johnny Sexton knocked over a late penalty to seal the win. Johnny kicked 17 points in total, and not for the first time, he got his team out of trouble.
Oh, Johnny, how you can love.
Teams absolutely deadlocked, neck and neck. Here comes Sexton, very, very close to the touchline. He's kicked this one, drags it, and it's gone, would you believe, inside the post on the left-hand side, and it's Ireland who are back into the lead here by 27 points to 24. Some kick.
It was tough enough in here today, a swirling wind, so a little bit lucky, to be honest. Wasn't my best strike of the day, but got there, thankfully. It's the same old story sometimes with us. We're just letting in soft tries that, you know, just isn't acceptable at an international level, and it's frustrating because I felt we dominated large parts of that game, and 14 points up, and suddenly we're drawn with a few minutes to go. But great character to sort of stay in the moment and bounce back, and they're the things that we've been working on. Even though we can't win this championship anymore, there's still lots at stake. You know, we're playing for our jerseys, we're playing try and get on Lions tours. You know, so there's so much at stake, and if we can finish second after the start that we had in this competition, it won't be a bad result.
Oh, Johnny.
Oh, Johnny, what are we going to do when you're gone? How many times has he done that? A brilliant performance again from Johnny Sexton at number 10. Bernard Jackman joins me on the line. We tend to rely on him a lot, Bernard, don't we? Was that a position we shouldn't have been in, though?
Oh, yeah. I think it was a game we had to win twice, Darren, which is a little bit crazy. Luckily, we got away with it, and thanks to Johnny having the composure and the accuracy to kick that match-winning penalty with 2 minutes to go. But I think there's still big concerns. You know, we defensively, you know, Johnny mentioned it, but we missed double the amount of tackles that Scotland did. And this is a game where Johnny was 100%. Finn Russell didn't kick well. They ended up having to put Stuart Hogg into 10 and take over the goal kick, and plus put a number 9 on in the back row. Such was the injury that Scotland had. And we had pretty much exclusive line-out ball from them. Their line-out completely malfunctioned. And in fairness, Paul O'Connor's defensive line-out is top class. So in the games we've played so far in the Six Nations, we've dominated possession, yet we've had a really high level of missed tackles, and I think that's going to be a huge concern. And it's good to hear Johnny talk about it, because I felt up till now they've been kind of covering over it, and if you don't see an issue, it's hard to fix it. So hopefully this week, short turnaround, that we can make some improvements there, because obviously, you know, anyone who watched England France on Saturday, different level altogether.
Yeah, an unbelievable game. In terms of England next week, we're going to need all our frontline players available, our best players. James Ryan, though, is a doubt. Went off with a head injury, undergoing head injury assessment. And with the tight turnaround, is it looking really doubtful for him now appearing in that game on Saturday?
Yeah, a lot of people aren't really sure how the HIA protocols work, and there's a misconception that it's 7 days. You have to get 7 days. You can actually get back in 6 days, which would allow James Ryan play, having been injured on a Sunday, and play against England on a Saturday. The issue is, if you miss any of your markers, then you can't get back in 6 days. With 7 days, you can have one slip up, go back one step, and still qualify. So he can play. He will be very important to us. Obviously, HIA, you know, he has to be 100% with a concussion injury, but he can get through the protocols in time. It's just a case of making sure that he's 100%.
There's been a lot in the media, a lot of criticism of Andy Farrell, both before this game in Scotland, but also now ahead of the England game. And Ireland are second in the standings, can't win it, of course, following two early defeats to Wales and France. But I just wonder how big this game is for him and his team now on Saturday against England, Bernard.
Yeah, I think it's huge. It's like, you know, no disrespect, but it'd be like Aidan O'Brien winning in Dundalk, you know, the games we've won. It's the Epsom Derby, it's Willie Mullins going to Cheltenham. That's what England is. It's a different level altogether. It's the marker we should be setting ourselves. England, France is where we should be competing, given the money that's invested in the game. So I think this is a huge game. Now, in fairness, you know, that win will give self-belief. They got a little bit of belief from Italy, but that's a better win in terms of the opposition. And they're well capable of winning. Like, look at some of the players are playing outstandingly well. You know, Ian Henderson, Tadhg Byrne, Furlong is back, Robbie Henshaw. We have lots of good players. I think the reason pundits are getting frustrated is some of the content and the cohesion in the team. And I think England will be a really good test for us. And hopefully we match up to it and overcome it.
Okay, let's hope so. Bernard, good talking to you as always here on Morning Ireland. Another Irish team doing really well yesterday was the Irish hockey team. They pulled off a massive win against Great Britain in Belfast, 2-1 victory. The match, the second in the Soft Coast series, no caps awarded for these particular matches, but some history made because it's the first time that the Irish women's team have beaten Team GB at this level. Britain also gold medalists from the last Olympic Games, so this one hugely significant. The Irish skipper is Katie Mullen.
Yeah, as you can see, I have a big smile on my face. We've never beaten that GB team before. They're current Olympic gold medalists, and to do it on home soil was even more special. So I think the character of the girls in the second half especially was second to none, and I'm just so proud of our performance. So these matches are so valuable to us now, preparing for the Europeans and the Olympic Games, so we have to treat them as tournament games. And I think, you know, the intensity, the quality of the hockey that was shown from both sides today was definitely at that standard.
Yeah, and the third and deciding match in that series will take place tomorrow, and you can watch it on the RTE player. Shane Lowry finished inside the top 10 at the Players' Championship. Justin Thomas won it on 14 under par by a shot from Lee Westwood, second again. Shane, though, 8th overall, 9 under par, and there's no hanging around for him because he had his bags packed and he was off to Georgia after that tournament, where he'll be taking to the fairways at Augusta later today.
I have a busy week ahead of me. I'm actually going to Augusta this evening.
Really?
Yeah, I'm playing Augusta tomorrow on Tuesday. Myself and Lee Westwood are going, actually. He's taking his son and I'm taking my coach and we're going to play.
Okay.
A couple of members kindly invited us. So we're going up there. I'm treating them as maybe a little, you know, practice rounds for the Masters. Masters not far away. Then I get back to Palm Beach Tuesday evening. Pro-Am Wednesday and play the Honda. I like the course at the Honda. It's a home game for me now. I live 5 minutes from the course and go and play there and then match play, and then I'll have a much needed week off before the Masters. So
yeah, it's getting to that time of year, isn't it? And great to see Shane finding some form at long last. Manchester United beat West Ham 1-0 in the Premier League. They're back up to second in the standings. Arsenal came from a goal down to beat Tottenham 2-1. Leicester 5-0 winners against Sheffield United. Brighton overcame Southampton 2-1. And ahead of Cheltenham, Scor Mayor led home a 1-2-3 for owner JP McManus at the Leinster National at Nace. That is all your sport for now, and sports updates throughout the day on the RTE Sport website, and you can also check out the RTE News app.